When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One, two, three, test, test. What's up? Welcome. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Thanks for tuning in today. New episode, episode number 2269, if I'm not mistaken. We've got a question from a listener named Sarah. Sarah has a unique skill set. She is a Reiki practitioner. Do you know what Reiki is? A lot of people don't, which is kind of a problem when it comes to marketing a service that people don't know what it is. It is an ancient healing technique that uses the hands and kind of like massage, but without touching. And this is a very layman's explanation for what Reiki is. You know, Sarah could explain it much better, I'm sure. So how do you get the word out there in today's digital age? She's looking for guidance on how to promote her business and how to reach her target audience in the most effective way, which may include or may require, let's say, some education. All right, what are the most effective ways to promote my side hustle? That's today's question. Detailed version and my answer coming right up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there, my name is Sarah and I'm calling from Naperville, Illinois. I'm really excited about my side hustle as a Reiki practitioner. I know it has potential, but I'm not sure how to get the word out there. I've been exploring different online platforms, but I'm not sure which ones will be the most effective for promoting my business. Can you share some tips on how to promote online and reach my target audience in the most effective way?
Hey Sarah, great to hear from you. So Sarah is looking to promote a Reiki business. And as mentioned in the introduction, Reiki is not a well-known practice, at least to many people. Obviously, some folks out there are like, I've been doing Reiki for 75 years. Okay, but just a lot of people don't know what it is. So in that situation, you know, a lot of what you have to do is education or introduction. I guess you could choose to only market it to people who, you know, are longtime fans, first-time callers, but probably going to be much more successful with introducing it to a broader population. So a couple of ideas to perhaps get Sarah started or anybody else doing something similar. Number one, partner with complementary businesses. So look for other local businesses, other side hustlers, you know, practitioners, yoga studios, spas, wellness centers, anything that is complementary, but not quite the same. I think that's the key point. So it's not so much like go out and partner with a bunch of other Reiki practitioners. It is find those yoga studios, spas, you know, something else that can allow you to collaborate or perhaps do something for their students in a way that is non-competitive and additive, let's say. Next step is to offer a free session or offer free sessions, you know, one free session for any particular client, especially when you're getting started. Like this really allows people to experience it for themselves, see the benefits firsthand. People might be skeptical. They might just not understand. They might be much more willing to experience it if it's free rather than paying, you know, presumably a good amount for a session. So I would start with those free sessions. I would try to, you know, do whatever I could to do workshops or anything else that could be in partnership with a complementary business. And then from there, I just see, okay, is this going to work? Is it going to spread? Does word of mouth help? With something like this, it's really important to be patient and consistent just because it is new to people. But with some effort and creativity, I hope that Sarah can successfully promote her business and bring in new customers. All right, good luck. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know your ideas, what's going well, what's not. We'll continue to feature them each week with a new episode every single day. Take care of yourself out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.